agreed that the basic beliefs were the same. Eric also suggested that they would like to read a brief history of the Methodist Church if his parents could secure it from their pastor. And Jan asked her parents for the same from the Presbyterian Church. Both sets of parents agreed that they would like to read the history themselves. The community church doesn't have much of a history, Eric said, but we will find out how our church got started and share it with you. What they all discovered was that the motivation for starting the community church was quite similar to the early followers of John Wesley, who founded the Methodist Church, and the followers of John Knox, who established the Presbyterian Church. In the meantime, Eric and Jan visited the Methodist Church with his parents and the Presbyterian Church with her parents. And each of the parents visited the community church with them. In the process, parental fears were allayed. Eric and Jan expressed appreciation to their parents for being willing to explore the possibility that their choice of the community church was a wise choice for them. And before long, both sets of parents agreed. Now, from time to time, they visit one another's churches for special events. The parents have come to respect Eric and Jan's choice in much the same way as the young couple showed respect for the parents. Unfortunately, not all religious differences will be solved to this level of satisfaction. But this serves as an excellent model for how to go about addressing differences. Beginning with respect will always improve situations to some degree. Showing respect for privacy. I was making a quick run to the grocery store for cereal and milk, and as I made my turn into the cereal aisle, I encountered Tim and Marie. I recognized them as having attended a parenting class at which I had recently spoken. After we greeted each other, Tim said, "I know this is not the place for a counseling session, but we really need help with my mom and dad. They're driving us crazy. We don't want to hurt them, but we have got to do something." "So what's the situation?" I asked. Marie responded, "We never know when they're going to drop by for a visit. They'll never bother to call and tell us they're coming. They just show up at the door. Sometimes it's very inconvenient. The children may be doing their homework, or I may be involved in doing laundry. I don't have time to sit down and talk with them. And the children need to get their homework done. The worst thing, and the reason we're so upset today," Marie looked up at Tim, and he picked up the conversation.